Why is it so important to make sure your liver gets taken care of?
Because it's your detoxification organ. If you start becoming sluggish in detoxification, you're going to bog down your whole metabolism, and you're going to start accumulating fat. Because if your liver can't keep up with the demands of toxins the body's pushing to it to be dealt with, it has to do something with it. So what it does is it turns it into a fat-soluble toxin and stores it in body fat.
Just to get it out of the, sort of almost out of the body or out of the way?
Out of the way, so it's not doing damage. And It's not going to deal with that until, it's going to deal with it two ways. You can force fat loss, and when we do that, you don't clean up your diet or improve detoxification, you're just going to release all these toxins back into the bloodstream. So it's very stressful on the body to lose large amounts of weight very quickly. And why a lot of times people will rebound and put it back on, because the body has to do something with these toxins.
So then it's circulating in the body and
causing damage and, you know, doing problems. And so that's the big thing. And if you have all these toxins in your body and you don't have enough fat, your body's just going to start generating fat to store itself. It's an incredible protective mechanism. It's a protective mechanism, in my opinion.
So that's just to store up energy like a bear for the winter. And, you know, that's what I always thought. Fat was just sort of like excess food, excess energy that you're storing. It's actually a place to put bad stuff. If it can't flush it out, it's going to put it aside.
Correct. And it is that too as well. If your muscle glycogen is full, liver glycogen is full, and you have a bunch of, you know, carbohydrates in the body, it's going to just store it as fat for future energy in case you ever go into starvation mode or something. But, you know, so that is part of it. But I think this day and age, you know, the people who put on the most weight are not out there binging on really healthy, good food. It's usually due to really cheap commercial raised product that has a lot of toxins, and also like fast foods and, you know, fake foods that are full of chemicals and preservatives. Those are the people that are suffering. And I think a big part of it is because there's so much toxic load coming in the body, and then these people tend not to even to drink water. So the detoxification support system is really run down. We're really bad. I mean, we're really messed up. We're kind of, in my opinion, we're just kind of backwards in how we should be taking care of the body. And you throw on top of that all these people that work out really hard. Like, one of the common things with these CrossFitters that train a lot and train really hard is it creates toxic byproduct, lactic acid production, things like that. The liver has to process through that stuff. So, you know, one of the things we had to give a lot of our CrossFitters is a lot of liver support.
Now, we had somebody, again, on another show talking about water. These people were fanatics about it. They sell really high-priced, high-powered water purification systems for homes. And their thesis was it isn't enough just to clean the water coming out of the tap, but you have to clean the water coming out of the shower, for example, because if there's chlorine or other toxins in that water, you're sitting bathing in it, and your skin is going to absorb mostly chlorine, they were saying, because most municipal water supplies use chlorine to kill stuff. And so you think that, gee, I'm not drinking this stuff, but you're bathing in it, you're absorbing the toxins other ways. So that kind of the same thing you're talking about. You can absorb toxins in other ways other than just eating them. Mm-hmm. You can breathe them. You can put them on your lotion on your skin. You can go swimming in very chlorinated water or other sorts of things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all that stuff is all chemicals coming into the body. We are bombarded by it. I think there's something like over 20 billion pounds of chemicals released in our environment by industries every year.
Wow.
And I know that at least 2 billion of those 2 billions of those 2 billion tons of those chemicals are known carcinogens.
Crazy.
Now, and yet again, one of the things that they talked about was that the government does have specified amounts of poison that you can have in your body. There's a certain amount of arsenic that's allowed
in
zinc
cool.
and chrome. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. That's enough.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
And their thesis was, well, no. If you've had cancer, they deal with a lot of celebrities and stuff. Fran Drescher, the nanny, bought one in the system because she had recently had cancer, I think. And so, you know, it's like she's very sensitive to, I don't want to have a reoccurrence here, so I don't want to have any sorts of problems here. So you can take, like you said, the acceptable level. Gee, I'm at an acceptable level with my blood count and all these other things that you've talked about before, and you still feel crappy.
Yeah.
So there is an acceptable level of poison out there, folks.
Yeah. I disagree. But that's just me. But no matter what, you're exposed to it. Right, you're exposed to it.
You want to minimize your exposure as much.
Yeah, because no matter how much you minimize, you're still going to be exposed to things, and you're still going to have to find ways to recover from that exposure.
Yeah, but everything you're doing is, you know, everything you eat and drink is
having an impact.
I don't know why that was supposed to be eating. I said eating on the thing here. Let's try this one. If that's any better, there go those toxins.
So
more toxins, sir.
Yeah, I mean.